did.
It anyway, yesterday, did. Where were you yesterday when you got the word about Glenn?
I was here.
Yeah. I got a message of mine from a buddy, Martin, who would have been very good friends with Glenn over the years.
Okay.
And he sent me, he said, by the way, he said he's sitting down. I was like, yeah. He said he sent me the RT article that had been posted early that morning about a man who died in a motorbike accident. Yeah. And then he said, do you know who this is? And I was like, no. And he said, it's Glenn. And then I was like, what Glenn do I know? And I was like, no way Glenn Hansard. No way.
I think everybody.
No way.
Said that yesterday. No way Glenn Hansard.
This is what baffles me. It just like this part of life I don't get and I can't process at all.
Okay.
That we're here having a chat now, you know, people are listening. People are getting about going about their life.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow you can not be here. You know what I mean?
It's as just simple as that, Casey.
Terrifying. And also, just a gentle reminder not to take life too serious, lads, absolutely, at all, because it can be all curtains before you know it.
Yeah.
He was with another friend of mine the night before. He was playing in a pub.
Was he?
My buddy Razor, Ray, who's a music promoter up in Dublin. And Ray was with him that evening. He was in a local pub up in Dublin. He was sitting at a table. Glenn was jamming out loads of songs.
Okay.
Evidently going home on a motorbike. And I don't know. We don't know the circumstances.
No, we don't. And it is an open Garda investigation. So we can't say too much. But that is just unbelievable.
Terrifying. Yeah, it's horrible. Met him a couple of times. Never got to interview him.
Did you?
He was always in circles. When I was working up in Today FM full time, he was in there probably every week.
Okay.
And you'd never not see him carrying a guitar.
Yeah, okay.
I did see the Frames a couple of times in Cork. I did get to see, if there's anybody listening that was in the Marquee a few years ago, Eddie Vedder from Pearl Jam, the lead singer of Pearl Jam, did a solo show.
Yeah.
And then around about the halftime mark, Eddie brought out Glenn Hansard.
Okay.
They're really, really close friends.
Okay, it's really nice, yeah.
And Glenn did the rest of the gig with him.
What a treat.
But they just did loads of old Irish folky songs.
Oh,
and
I love that.
You know, you're looking at Eddie Vedder going, how did this happen? Like, you know?
Yeah.
So that was really, really nice. He was a trailblazer for Irish music. He spent, like, from his days of the Commitments right through till the night before he passed away, he was singing.
He was. You know. And he was such an inspiration, I think, to so many musicians that have come through this country as well, that have watched him perform. And then there was the acting side of things, because, of course, he was in The Commitments and the film Once, which is one of my favourite films. It's such a good film. I just think, he was a great guy, wasn't he, really? An all-rounder.
There was a tiny bit of controversy around him winning the Oscar that time, because they were saying this song wasn't written specifically for this movie.
Right.
But they still let it in.
Right.
They still went, okay, is it an original song for a film? And they got through some loopholes, but they adapted the song to...
But he wrote it, though, didn't he?
Oh, no, there's no doubt about it. He wrote it.
Him and Marketa Iglova.
Oh, well done.
They wrote it. The two of them wrote it. So explain what you mean. You mean they wouldn't allow the song...
No, so there was a bit of back and over going, like, was this an original song written for...
And okay, now
they were questioning if it should have been in.
Now I get
But the committee went, do you know what? He proved that it was part of that.
And it became the song of the film.
And it became, it won the awards.
The Oscar,
you know, so he didn't expect that. He was absolutely stunned.
Yeah.
The other really sad part of this, Glenn became a dad a few years ago.
That's right, 3 years ago, yeah.
Little Christy. Mm-hmm. He was seen all over the place with little Christy with him.
Yeah.
So that side of it is just terribly, terribly heartbreaking. But again, trailblazer for Irish music.
I think there's something going on right now in terms of the folk revival and the language revival, in no small part down to the likes of Damien Dempsey, Scratch, Elise O'Neill and Kneecap, of course, Fontaines. There's an emerging energy around reclaiming the Celtic spirit, which I think is powerful. And I think it started with bands like Keela, because, you know, I mean, I remember when we were kids, Keela were singing in Irish and, you know, playing trad music in an era of post-punk, you know, and synth bands in the 80s. And I came from a discipline like Dylan and Van Morrison and all, but to see these guys, it was like there was some kind of pride stirred in the heart, and I think it's just kept on going, like Liam and Wayne Lee, and through the years it's been hugely inspiring to this generation too.
Did you notice anything about that clip?
No.
He didn't include himself in it.
He didn't.
He was always
very humble,
looking at other people and things they were doing, when this guy was top of the pyramid.
Absolutely. I was watching a clip of him singing actually with Marketa Iglova yesterday, and she has the most beautiful, soft voice, angelic voice. And you watch him when they're performing, and he really hangs back and quietens down his own voice.
Where is that bloody noise coming from?
To let her shine. above his voice. And that's, I just thought to myself, isn't that absolutely everything that he was about, really?
Yeah, yeah.
So taking a step back and letting the other person shine.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. He was noted for that. Very good friends with Danny from the Coronas. I saw Danny post him just dozens of lovely photos of the two of them just drinking and having the crack and singing. Like he was about as woven into the Irish music scene as you'd find anywhere.
Absolutely.
And just desperately sad. It's we've lost Shane, Christy.
Yeah.
We've lost
Sinead
and Glenn.
Yeah.
All in the space of a few years. My God. My God, that's very, very, very sad. Again, 6 AMers, did any of you, particularly any of you, get that Eddie Vedder gig at the Marquee years ago? That was special.
I would love to have gone to that.
Yeah, that was special. I hope somebody has that on DVD or recorded, or there's footage of it somewhere.
Yeah,
I'm sure there's plenty of phone footage on YouTube if I dig deep enough.
I think we'll see loads of clips being unearthed over the next few days of gigs that he did back in the day with different people. So
yeah. Did you see the amount of, like, I'm talking huge mega stars that are all messaging and posting and putting up photographs of you know, I may not have met him, but I loved his music.
Yes, and I just think he hit globally, didn't he, really? A lot of that was through the film Once. I think a lot of his fame probably came through the film as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of stars paying tribute today.
Bono wrote a beautiful piece, actually. If you look at U2's Instagram, you'll see what he wrote was just so true to what Glenn was about. It was just a really nice, very kind of poetic piece that he wrote about him. There was lots of lovely lines in it about just his craft and his ability. But remember this, he started as a busker.
That's right.
You know, he was on the streets, and that's why he did his Christmas thing every year. Usually with Bono, actually, on Grafton Street, where the two of them would be on the street. And then it got so busy and so popular.
Yeah.
The council said, lads, this is for health and safety, we need to put you on a stage.
Yes.
But he refused.
Yeah.
He said, I don't want to be on a stage. That's a separation from the crowd. Mm-hmm. Buskers stand on the street.
They do, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a big loss to the music community, and it's very sad, obviously. And he's going to be missed a lot, obviously, around Christmas time, because he was the main, like, focal part of the whole busking at Christmas thing. So, you know, it's going to be hard to fill his shoes.
To be honest, I was shocked. He's one of the famous people out there that started in busking.
I'm gutted to hear the news today about Glenn. Very sad, extremely talented musician. I was only at his performance in Trinity, I think maybe 2.5-3 weeks ago. I think it's a huge loss for Ireland and the world.
Massively. He's been involved in the Irish music scene for well over 30 years. I mean, most of us would have met him, if you remember going to the cinema in the very early 90s.
Yeah.
He would have been part of The Commitments.
That's right.
He wasn't supposed to be in it, though, Vic. Oh.
I was in a film called The Commitments in 1991, and we were covering all of this stuff.
How old were you?
19 when we made the movie. Yeah. I'd been up smoking with my best mate all night, and he was going for the role. I just went along with him. The guy was like, there's a character called Outspan Foster. He's red-haired, he's from the north side, he plays guitar. I'm all those things. I read a couple of lines and I got the part.
Yeah, when he was a teenager, he wasn't he wasn't the best behaved. Was our Glenn?
No,
got into a lot of trouble. And
Tearaway.
Somebody gave him a double cassette or something of Bob Dylan's greatest hits, and he went into a bedroom and decided to
start writing music,
or learn the guitar, and just start doing his thing. Uh-huh. Off the back of that, we got the Frames. They played Cork so many times. Stunning band.
Yeah.
And I got to see him. My favourite memory of seeing Glenn was in Live at the Marquee with Eddie Vedder.
So cool.
Eddie brought him on stage, and he did second half of Eddie's show, Eddie from Pearl Jam. And it was just, they were just backing over with songs, and the place was rocking. But they became very, very close friends. And this is a man who has championed Irish music like no other. He was always about other bands, you know. Green on Red on Sunday, Mags is going to be playing loads of amazing Glenn Hansard and Frames music and loads of tributes this Sunday at 7. I'm sure you'll hear plenty more across the day. Neil's going to be talking about it next. But just for our little bit on breakfast this morning, I just wanted to pay tribute to one of the greatest to ever do it.
Yep.
An absolute genius. Rest in peace, Glenn.